morning and welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. This is episode 8 of season 2. Today is Saturday, October 31st of 2020, and it's just about 10:30 in the morning. Did some cleaning this morning, got some laundry going, and I just wanted to pop in with a quick message. So I want to thank my listeners, my new viewers, and thank you for being here with me today. I know you could be doing other things. Maybe you have, maybe you are while you're listening or watching. So really, thank you. You encourage me greatly to continue sharing this way. Instead of just journaling, I can share it with you. So thank you. And today I just, something's been going on with me that I want to share with you. And this is a real positive, and I'm sharing it because I want to encourage you. So when I started working with Joey a year and a half ago, yes, I am long-term. I needed a lot of help because I was in really bad health. I was in really bad physical shape. And so a year and a half later, and now I am starting to see body recomposition. I see my body changing shape. And I don't mean losing weight or building muscle. I see it changing. Even looking here while I'm recording this, I see bone structure in my face. I can see my cheekbones. I can see my jawline, my shoulders. I don't feel the fat. I see the change even in my hands. They are normal. They're normal. And sometimes I cry about this because it's so real. My legs, my ankles, my waist, every part of me is changing, and it's very exciting, and it's hard sometimes and challenging for me to comprehend what's going on. Even though I had lost weight, and I shared last time about, you know, I read my 2-month journal entry and I had dropped weight that I forgot about. I was feeling good. I was eating well, exercising, and that's all well and good. And I never thought that would happen, and it did, and it still is. But body recomposition, I didn't quite understand that. So I didn't know what to expect. I actually never thought about it. So maybe it's something that you understand, that you know about, and you're going through or you've been through, so you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. But I didn't understand it. I would hear it. I've heard Joey and Nikki talk about it on their Wellness and Weight Loss for Women and Men podcast. I just didn't understand it for me until recently. Over the last week or two, it started becoming real, the understanding, as I look at myself in the mirror, as I feel the shape of my body. It is amazing. And it's taken me a long time. I am a long-term client of Joey, and not everybody is long-term. Some are 3 months or 6 months. Some can't last because they struggle with working with someone and don't like correction. So there's all different ranges. I am long-term. I didn't expect that. I didn't really think about it. I'm seeing the results of it. I'm seeing the results of my commitment. This is my commitment. And yes, Joey came first, and I am ever grateful. I will be grateful to the Lord for Joey forever. Because if it wasn't for Joey first making the decision to get his life in order and his eating and his health, we wouldn't be here today, none of us. Any of us that are in his community, in his world, that are following his methods and his recipes, you know what I mean. If you're not in this world, I encourage you to come on over, and I'll give you some information on that after. So I'm really grateful. I will be ever grateful. And seeing the change and feeling the change is amazing. And I don't post a lot of pictures. I don't. Some. I am going to be putting together some pictures of how I looked. And there are some I don't recognize the woman who was me, but I don't recognize her. And it's amazing And it's all from my health. I am in the healthiest and best physical shape of my life ever, from infancy until now. And yes, I can say that because we didn't have a great life growing up. We didn't have a great diet. I wasn't overweight, not until I got pregnant at 17 with my first child. And so my body has never, never, never had an opportunity to mature and to be what it was supposed to be. So what I'm starting to see now is me, is how my body is supposed to be. And I am floored. I am speechless, which is not always an easy thing to do. But this is me. The real me is emerging, and I like it, even though it's taken a long time. If you're going through what seems like a change that will never happen for you, weight that will never drop off from you, please hear my story. Hear me. A year and a half, I've been working and fighting to change my lifestyle, my diet, my physical body. And I have been persistent and I have been consistent. I have not been perfect. We are not perfect. People are not perfect. You are not perfect. I am not perfect. Oh my goodness. Even though my body is going through this amazing change and becoming what it should have been a long time ago, because things are so deep rooted in my brain, as far as patterns and habits, I still, and I'm admitting this to you, I want you to know that there's no perfection. It's just constantly pushing forward. Even if you take some steps backwards, as long as you're going forward, okay? So I still find myself that I fall into the pattern of emotional eating. Now, I'm not reaching for garbage, Doritos, or chips or bread. Now those were my go-to comforts, were the those kind of carbs, not candy and sweets. I really that changed a long time ago in my life. For me, it was more the breads and those kind of carbs, cereals. Ugh, loved. You notice I said loved. So those are my go-tos. And so I'm not reaching for those things now. However, I am reaching for things that are a better alternative, not the best and not perfect. And when I find myself in an emotional place, like this past weekend, I had some good crunch. I like to crunch. So I had some healthier crunch snacks, some hummus chips, some chickpea crisp, and some veggie crisp. They weren't big bags. This past weekend, I was on a virtual conference all night. Like all Friday evening and all day Saturday. And so I started to eat some and I ended up eating a lot more than I expected. And then Saturday, the same thing. And it wasn't till later, I was pretty good holding off. But then Sunday came. And Sunday I got hit with an emotional bat situation. It hit me really hard. So I found myself again reaching for the last bag. So over the weekend, I had three not huge bags, but way too many calories. And even though they were a better choice, they weren't a great choice. I'm not perfect. Yeah, I messed up. I didn't feel guilty because if I allowed guilt to come in, it would have taken me out. Sometimes I do say, who cares and why bother? But it doesn't last long, and I don't go off the rails with those thoughts because I've learned in all of my changes, in all of my effort, that even if nobody else is for me, and even if I have no other support, I know I have Jesus because he is forever there. And I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing this and changing my health for others. Yes, they will benefit because I will be able to be here and be healthy. But I'm doing it for me. And so when I have those stupid thoughts and I become a stunat And I start thinking, why bother? You know what? Because I don't want to be worse than I ever was. And so I want to encourage you this morning that when those thoughts come, if they come to you, whatever your old pattern or your habits, bad habits were, and they still seem to pop up. And because you know what? When those things keep coming and coming, they're so ingrained, and the ditch, the path is so worn and so deep that to fill it in, it takes time. It's taken me time because there were things, it's a process. And we're like an onion, and things get peeled away a little at a time. And that's what happened with me. When I started, I wanted better health, but I wanted a better body. I wanted to look good for the first time in 30, 35 years, probably, at least. I wanted to feel good. But that was really important to me because I thought that my relationship depended on how I looked physically. I know now that that's not true. That was my thinking. So yeah, for me in the beginning, it was more of that nature. But as time started going on in the first few months and I was eating well and I was thinking better, that didn't become my focus. I was learning how not to look at the numbers on the scale as my focus to determine who I was and what my progress was. The scale, the numbers don't matter because, you know, as we start building muscle and burning fat, the weight doesn't change because muscle is heavier, but we are becoming healthier. What matters is the numbers inside, in our blood tests, in those things. When we go for our annual exam, and I want to just let you know that Joey Atlas is going to be doing a two-part series on what we as women need to know for ourselves when we go for our physicals, when we go for our annual exam, and what type of tests we need to get and what numbers we need to be shooting for, basically. Okay. And then he's going to do one on his own and how his have been changing for the better over every year he gets better. Now, listen, we have a leader in this industry, in this world, in this community who is doing it, who continues to get healthier. Okay. And I want to follow that example. I love following that example. And so that's coming. And so if you are not on his email newsletter, go to joeyatlas.live and sign up for it right away so you don't miss the email that comes out when he does it. Okay. So you can go there. You can also go to SculptAFit, SculptAFit, SculptAFit Worldwide Community on Facebook and join our group. It's supportive, encouraging. It gives accountability, and it's awesome inspiration. And every day we have a nice quote for the day that Lauren Lilly puts out, which she's the fitness nurse. So I encourage you to come on over and join us. And so, yeah, I kind of got a little off track, but really just be encouraged that you can do it wherever you are in your process. Just keep going. Even if you think you've made it or you've attained, then it's time to maintain. Don't quit. Don't give up. Thank you for joining me. Please, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me at email, emailcindib@gmail.com. That's email, cindyb@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Feedback, questions, topics, anything. I want to encourage you that you can do this. You can change anything in your life if you just first make the decision and then make the commitment. It's a choice. I always hated that, but it's the truth. And because I've made a choice, I've made a decision, I know there's no going back. It's impossible. I can't allow myself to go back. It's a constant battle. It's a fight, but we need to know where we're going. We need to know that we are bettering our life in every area. This journey has taught me so much. in so many areas of my life. I want to thank you today for joining me, for viewing, for watching, for listening. I appreciate you more than you know. And I know I have some followers, some listeners that have been with me since day one, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you. You know who I'm talking to. You've never given me permission to use your name, so I won't. But I want to thank you here so everyone can hear. Thank you. And thank you for checking up on me and making sure everything's okay when you don't hear from me. I appreciate you. And I want to thank Joey for being by my side. He is Atlas at my side because he's been there. And yes, he's my coach and my trainer and my friend, but he's there and he teaches me and he puts up with me because I'm not always easy. And I can be a stunat. I can be dumb and do dumb things and do stupid things and say things that probably are, you know, but okay, so can we all. But I'm being me. This is me. My body is the real me now emerging, my personality, everything. And so I'm encouraging myself to keep going. Thank you all very much for listening and for watching. Please subscribe to my channel. I just thank you. And I look forward to meeting you, talking to you. Don't hesitate, okay? Reach out. And so in health, wellness, and longevity and living strength, listen, be in it to win it today. And go slay your day. Until next time, this is Cindy B.